Hey, how are you today? So, I just wanted to stop by and say hello. Today, we're talking about being thankful for fear. What? That was my reaction. For years, I hated the fact that I felt fear and I didn't like it one little bit. And then someone challenged me, what about the message in fear? What about being thankful and loving your fear? And I was like, so I thought long and hard about the messages and emotions and how I have known that for years. And yet at the same time, I hated this particular emotion in myself. So I'm going to do a series on the messages in our emotions and what we can learn from them. And I started with this one because it was so huge for me. I did not like it one bit. So, I wrote a post and I'll put that in the description so that you have that. So, I wrote a little article about an experience I had and the message in fear. So, you can check that out. And then there's also my video on the levels of emotion and how to tune into those messages a little bit better and to appreciate the messages. So, let me just see if there's any comments as we go. So if you have questions, pop them in. All right. So my experience was this. So I was at the beach and I had waded into the water, and I like to go in far, and I waded in, and just a little bit of current by my feet pushed my feet out just enough so that I lost my footing. And then I couldn't get back in. And I was like, okay, well, I've read about rip currents and I've experienced them before. So I know what to do. I'll just swim along shore. And I'm not a real good swimmer, but I know how to paddle along. So I was doing that and I wasn't coming to a clearing where I could get back in. I kept getting pulled back out, but it was this weird feeling of getting pulled out and back in and pulled out and back in, and it kept going back and forth. So I was waving for help, and the lifeguard, they weren't paying any attention. But my husband, Tony, he came out and he's like, well, grab my hand, grab my hand. So I went to grab his hand and then he lost his footing. And by now I was getting tired. Honestly, I was ready to give up because I was just that tired. I was just like, I can't keep paddling along here. And I was really afraid. Hi, thanks for joining and thanks for saying hi. So, I just thought for a minute and, I was like, all right, so don't panic. And that's what I mean about levels of emotion. And that's where that video that I did is so valuable, because when we could tune in to the lower levels and tune into the message. So the message in fear, the purpose of fear is so that we could tune in and protect ourselves, right? So it made sense. After I thought about loving my fear and all of this, I started to connect all the experiences in life when fear actually did serve me. And then I was like, all right, I think I'm now getting it, even though I had talked about it and known about it for years, and loving our emotions and understanding them and embracing them, it still wasn't clicking all the way. So anyway, so I'm getting pulled out and I'm getting pulled back in and pulled out and pulled back in. And now Tony's with me too. And so, he's like, just stay steady. Let's just think about this. And so he helped, keep the situation calm, which he's always great about doing. And so I was like, I'm just too tired. I just want to give up. He's like, no, don't give up. He said, let's just, keep swimming along the shore, because that was what we had been told to do. So we followed the normal logic of, just keep swimming along the shore. But then I noticed, well, the top part of my body was going in and the bottom half was going back out. And then the top half would go in and then the bottom half would go out. And I started to realize, okay, so the top part of the water is going in towards land, but it's the bottom that was pulling us back out, which was why I probably lost my footing in the first place. My head was steady, so this part of my body felt secure, and where it was, but the feet just slipped out. So but then I realized, okay, so maybe if we float, and I'm not good at floating either. I don't know what I'm doing in the ocean if I don't swim real good and I don't float real good. But so I said, well, what if we try to float and just float and see if the upper current that's going in towards shore brings us in? And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, the lifeguard never did notice what was happening, and that, you know, I'm just, you know, nearly ready to give up and just put the one hand up and go down in the water. I mean, I was that tired. So anyway, when this person challenged me a couple months back about loving my fear and embracing the fact that I felt fear and understanding that fear has time and again kept me safe. And I recognized that in certain situations, but not in relationships with people. I always beat myself up because I thought you should be strong enough to stand up for yourself, but I didn't feel strong enough to stand up for myself. I didn't feel strong enough to own my boundaries. And that's all that empowered growth and that 21-day challenge that I have going on. And if you haven't grab that too. Because until I felt secure inside, all the external stuff didn't matter, right? I could learn years I learned about boundaries and how to do them, what they are, and all the mechanics behind it and the logic behind it. And I knew that, you know, but in my heart, I didn't feel it, you know. So that's why that internal stuff is so important, and understanding the emotions and all of this inside work is really what will get you past the obstacles and past that, I know about them, but I can't do them, or I know about them and I'm afraid that people are going to say this or do that. And yeah, we're afraid because we don't have the skills, because we don't feel it from inside. And that's why I hated my fear, because I didn't feel strong enough to stand up for myself. And I didn't feel, and I would, you know, back down and just not know what to say and get all tongue-tied. And so I felt that fear and I hated that fear. But think about it, because I wasn't equipped, because I didn't have the strength from inside, because I only knew up here what to say with my mouth, but it wasn't going to come from in my heart. I couldn't speak authentically and feel strong enough inside. That fear kept me safe, because what if I had spoken up without the skills? I would have wound up getting myself beat up so much more, right? So yes, okay, in an ideal world, I had learned years ago how to feel this from within, but I didn't. And it's okay. You know, I am where I am now, and I'm grateful for that. And that's why I want so much to share it with other people, because you don't need to wait until you're my age before you figure it out. Listen, I'll shortcut it for you. I'll tell you, here's the shortcut. Instead of running all these miles and figuring it all these out all these years, let me just tell you what the shortcut is. You need to feel it from inside, because if you don't feel it from inside, all the stuff that you could learn, I mean, there's a ton of stuff, ton of information, but it's all up here. It's not from in here. So yeah, isn't that something? So when we feel it from inside, that's what's going to make the difference. And that's what I'm here to share. And that's why I'm so passionate. So I can't wait to see what great things you do. And please comment, share, tell other people about these resources. And please let me know how they help you, because I know they're going to help you. I just need to know how they help you and what it's done for you and what else you need. So thank you very much for joining today. Enjoy reading, and thank you. I love the comments. I'll talk to you later.